This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The world is nearing the 550,000 death toll as a result of COVID-19. More than 132,000 of those deaths are in the U.S. Brazil has more than 68,000, while the United Kingdom has more than 44,000. The number of infections globally just hit the 12 million mark and continues to climb beyond that. The U.S. and Brazil together make up more than a third of that, with the U.S. at more than 3 million and Brazil more than 1.7 million. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador lavished praise on President Donald Trump at their first meeting Wednesday, saying the U.S. leader treated Mexico with respect despite his history of threatening tariffs and insulting Mexicans. The leftist Mexican leader made his first foreign trip as president to the White House, where he and Mr. Trump accentuated the positive in their public remarks while largely glossing over their differences on business, illegal drugs, and migration. The White House said the Mexican delegation, including López Obrador, were tested for the coronavirus before they met with Mr. Trump. Mindful of the pandemic, which is still surging in Mexico and the U.S., the men did not shake hands when Mr. Trump greeted López Obrador. On his arrival, neither of the men wore masks. Australia's second most populous city began a six-week lockdown on Thursday following a spike in new coronavirus cases, as states around the country tighten internal borders to prevent a second wave sweeping the country. Australia has avoided the high casualty numbers of other countries to the COVID-19 pandemic, but an outbreak in Melbourne prompted the state of Victoria to impose self-isolate orders for the city's estimated 5 million people. This is VOA News. After months of touting an unproven anti-malarial drug as a treatment for the new coronavirus, Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro is turning himself into a test case, lie before millions of people as he swallowed hydroxychloroquine pills on social media and encouraged others to do the same. He said this week that he tested positive for the virus but already felt better thanks to the hydroxychloroquine. Hours later, he shared a video of himself gulping down what he said was a third dose. A string of studies in Britain and the United States, as well as by the World Health Organization, have found that chloroquine and hydroxychloroquine are ineffective against COVID-19 and sometimes deadly because of their adverse side effects on the heart. Several studies were canceled early because of those adverse side effects. The president, Jair Bolsonaro, vetoed provisions of a law that obligated the federal government to provide drinking water, disinfectants, and a guarantee of hospital beds to indigenous communities during the COVID-19 pandemic. The president's office said those provisions in the law approved by Congress were against the public interest and unconstitutional by creating expenses for the federal government without new sources of revenue to cover them. The humanitarian group Oxfam says the coronavirus has worsened the hunger crisis in the world's poorest corners and warns that up to 12,000 people could die each day from hunger linked to the social and economic impacts of the pandemic. The group's report Thursday says that mass unemployment, disruption of food production, and declining aid as a result of the pandemic could push an estimated 122 million people to the brink of starvation this year. The charity's chief executive warns that the knock-on impacts of COVID-19 are far more widespread than the virus itself, affecting many in middle-income countries like India, South Africa, and Brazil. The Trump administration has proposed empowering border authorities to deny asylum to people from countries with widespread communicable diseases. The announcement is the latest in a string of regulations before the November elections to dramatically raise the bar on who qualifies for humanitarian protections. The Homeland Security and Justice Department say denying asylum to people from high-risk countries would combat disease in the United States. In a Russian bid to get the United Nations to reduce cross-border humanitarian aid to war-torn Syria was voted down by the Security Council Wednesday. Russia needed 9 votes and no veto from a permanent member of the council to get its resolution passed, but received only 4 votes. The president of the council said that 7 countries voted against it and 4 abstained. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.